Red Sox and Angels, David Ortiz, Big Poppy, having his number 34 retired at Fenway Park. Plenty of emotions from the fans and Ortiz, especially when he spoke about his dad.
That man never play around. Let me tell you, he don't take anything. I mean, he was right on with me 24/7 supporting me. And I want to really thank you, Dad.
Eventually, they get going, and the Red Sox waste little time in the first, jumping on Alex Meyer with Xander Bogaerts at the plate.
Here's the next pitch. This is lined into left center field, and it's out of the reach of Revere. They're going to get one run, and that'll be it. It'll be an RBI double for Bogaerts. It's 1-0 Boston. Full count payoff pitch. Lifted in the air down the right field side, down by the pesky pole, and it is gone. Snuck it just inside the pesky pole down the right field side. Two-run homer, and now it's 5-1 Boston, the home run, the 10th of the year for Hanley Ramirez. Runner not going to pitch. It's a high fly ball. It's hit pretty well into right center field. That ball's traveling out in right center, and it's gone. It lands in the Boston bullpen. Just got over that short wall there in front of their bullpen in right center field. And the lead grows. It's now 7-1 as the Red Sox hit their second home run of the night.
On the night, the Red Sox retire David Ortiz's number. Boston goes out and takes care of the Angels 9-4. Sandy Leone, 3 hits and 4 RBIs. Rick Porcello gets his first win since May 23rd, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned, and 6 1/3 frames. Boston also claimed pitcher Doug Fister off waivers and signed Johnny Peralta to a minor league deal. The Angels come up short against the Red Sox. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
First inning, I don't know if it was a little bit amped up, but he was yanking the ball. Just really had trouble, looked like, getting into his rhythm and release point. And, obviously paid a price for it in the first inning. And then, he settled in and made some good pitches for the next couple innings until the fourth. But, just behind too many counts and had trouble putting some guys away. We'll turn the page on this one. It wasn't a great outing for him.
What about the streak?
Houston looked good. I think out of everything that you want to take away from the night, you've got to be happy the way Houston threw the ball. Nice, easy velo, good slider, looked sharp.
With Meyer, you thought your estimation was it was primarily just nerves that affected him early and not anything?
I didn't say nerves. He was amped up. I think he was just a little, just probably a little too much adrenaline. Wanted to get out there and do it. I didn't say it was nerves. I said amped up,
Is that kind of, pitching in this environment is not just the same as pitching in, Kansas City or anywhere else? Is that part
I don't know. I think there's always a lot of excitement, obviously, when you're coming back here and first time around for a pitcher, it's a distraction you need to filter out. I don't think it was so much that. I think it was just the challenge of going out there and getting after it against a major league team. This has happened to him before. First inning sometimes takes him a little while to get it. I think it's just the competition. So he settled down and he went through some nice sequences there in the second and third, and just couldn't repeat pitches. And when he's throwing the ball well, he's getting ahead of guys and putting them away. And he was trying to work his way back into way too many counts tonight.
What did you think of Paredes in his debut?
Feel really good for him. I mean, it's not too often you get a safety squeeze your first pitch in the big leagues, and you handle it and make the play. He did. He was calm out there. He was cool. Just missed with a couple locations, and gave a couple runs in the third inning. He was out there, but he was fine.
Up next, the series against Boston continues on Saturday with J.C. Ramirez on the hill.